This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There have been, as you know, some questions about how the vaccine rollout's been going the past couple of weeks. Some organizational questions, who's in charge of what, who goes first, and some logistical questions, freezers and multiple doses. You've heard those issues. Those challenges were always going to look a little bit different in rural America. And that is where Dr. Scott Anzalone, one of the 10 people we've been following in our series about the American labor force called The United States of Work, is a family physician. He's got a small practice in Logan, Ohio. He is also the president of the local school board. Scott, it's good to talk to you again.
Oh, nice to talk to you again.
First of all, as you step out the front door of your clinic there and you walk down the streets of Logan, Ohio, what's it like right now?
It's kind of gloomy, gray Ohio. About temperatures about 35 degrees.
which matches the mood in a lot of ways.
Yes, it does.
As you go about your duties as number one, a small town doctor, and number two, the president of the local school district, how are things?
Oh, things have been busy here since Thanksgiving. COVID has made us all active in each of our jobs, trying to keep our kids educated and keeping our offices going. It's been a busy time.
Well, let's take them one by one. You, as entrepreneur and a medical practitioner, are you like seeing patients in your clinic? Are you able to vaccinate those? Do you get the vaccines? I mean, give me the rundown.
Yeah, so I've been seeing patients face to face since this all began. I've never not seen patients,
oh, wow.
So I'm not a big telehealth proponent. As for the vaccine, my staff and myself, we just got vaccinated on Monday.
Hmm.
The hospital staff, emergency room staff, they were first line, obviously. But we just now got the vaccines about 2 weeks ago here in Hawking County.
And this is an illustration of the logistics of this vaccine, right? Because you are at the end of the supply chain. You're in a small town. You probably don't have those nuclear-powered freezers you need for these vaccines, right?
No, we didn't. Actually, our local critical access hospital had the funds to buy one of those for the Pfizer vaccine, but they were backordered.
Huh.
So we weren't in line to get the Pfizer vaccine, but we do have the Moderna. And the problem we're running into is logistics here locally is we're only getting our county is only getting 100 doses a week.
Hmm.
I'm looking at trying to get my office signed up so we can receive them and give them in our office. It'll take some of the burden off their health department.
Yeah.
Our next big push right now is to get our teachers and all of our school staff vaccinated. But again, we've got about 450 teachers and faculty and staff in our building. If we're only getting 100 doses a week.
Yeah.
That's going to take some time.
It's not going to do it. Well, thank you for the segue to your side gig, your side hustle, as it were, as the president of the local school board. Are you in session in person? Are you out of school? What's going on?
So our school district, we've been able to keep our kids in class up until Thanksgiving. Right before Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, things kind of hit the fan.
Yeah.
Here locally. We got a spike in cases and it went virtual.
Hmm.
That, you know, was logistically difficult because we have a lot of areas here that don't have good internet access. But we were able to pull it off. Our attendance rate, we kept it up. The grades were starting to slide. Starting next Monday, we'll be going back full time.
Wow. I remember last time we talked, which was a number of months ago, you were putting Wi-Fi hotspots on school buses and driving them around. Did that work out?
Yeah, so we were able to put some hotspots on buses and move them out into the county. We also beefed up our internet abilities at each of our elementary schools so that parents could actually come to the parking lots as well and would have free access.
So let's talk about the future here for a second, because early on in our talks, I asked you about what's next for you as you start thinking about maybe next steps in your life and retiring and all that. And we had talked about trying to find a partner for your practice.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found one yet?
Well, fingers crossed. I've actually got a resident who's finishing up her residency in June this next year, the summer, who's coming to do a 1 week rotation with me starting Monday, kind of a working interview. So we can interview each other basically. So she's checking me out. So I've got my fingers crossed that God's sending me someone here that can help us out in our community. So
that's funny.
We wait and see.
It's got to be a remarkably personal thing, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's tough to find someone who's willing to come into a rural community. And especially now with the political environment we're in, we have no idea really what medicine's going to look like in next year, 2 years, 5 years from now.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping she'll see the pluses of a rural, small-town private practice.
Well, fingers crossed for you, Scott. Fingers crossed. Dr. Scott Anzalone, he's in Logan, Ohio. runs Stagecoach Family Medicine. It's his private practice there. Scott, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.